Last week, Prime Minister Mark Carney announced funding of $81.7 million over the next 5 years for the conservation of Atlantic salmon as a part of A Force for Nature, Canada's Strategy to Protect Nature, published on March 31st. This funding supports the government's national strategy to ensure the future of Atlantic salmon, launched by Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, which aims to create the conditions necessary for Atlantic salmon and the Atlantic salmon community to thrive over the 12-year period from 2024 to 2036. The Atlantic Salmon Federation, ASF, based near St Andrews but working across the region all the way from Maine to Greenland to conserve and restore wild salmon and wild rivers, added a further $25 million to the government's funding. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Neville Crabb, Vice President of Communications and Special Projects with the Atlantic Salmon Federation, about their work and how the funding, totalling over $100 million, will help to protect Atlantic salmon populations.
It's essentially the bringing to life of Canada's national strategy for wild Atlantic salmon. The strategy goes back to 2021. That's when it was first proposed by DFO. And even before that, there were a number of panels and studies and commissions that led to that 2021 commitment. And in March of 2025, Canada's national strategy to ensure the future of Atlantic salmon was released. And at the time, there was $1 million accompanying the strategy. You know, certainly every dollar counts, but it was very clear at the time that the magnitude of what's proposed in there would far exceed $1 million funding commitment. So since March of 25, ASF and our partners and many people who just care about the future of wild salmon and wild rivers were actively engaging with the federal government, urging them to bring this strategy to life. And that's what happened last week, the $81.7 million announced by the Prime Minister. And gratefully and thankfully, thanks to ASF supporters, we were able to contribute an additional $25 million in program and project spending aimed at the goals of the strategy. So over $100 million all told, the largest investment in wild Atlantic salmon in Canadian history. Our hope is to be a strategic partner with DFO on the strategy, to sit down and decide on the priority areas, the priority projects. That's where our money will go. It will be used to fund the work of ASF and our partners on projects that are directly aligned with the goals of the strategy. And there's obviously a role for Fisheries and Oceans Canada and other grantees that are taking part in the strategy delivery. Essentially, we hope to share the costs of the most promising and highest priority projects for the next 5 years.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Atlantic Salmon Federation's work in conserving salmon populations and the habitats?
Our headquarters is just outside of St. Andrews, New Brunswick, but we're active wherever in North America there are wild Atlantic salmon. So from kind of mid-coast Maine up to Ungava Bay and over to Greenland. We're very proud that more than 75 cents of every dollar that supporters entrust us with goes to actual work. And we work in a few areas. Habitat restoration and enhancement is a significant one. And that could be anything from partnering with the Nature Conservancy in Maine to purchase hydroelectric dams on the Kennebec River and ultimately remove them. That's like a 10 to 15 year long project. Habitat restoration can also be much smaller scale, replacing poorly installed culverts and fixing other small barriers to fish migration, of which there are tens of thousands in Maine, Quebec, and Atlantic Canada. We're also really capable scientifically. We have a research and environment team. We do original and innovative research. We try to make it applied research to help guide our conservation work and to be able to monitor the effects of it. We're also an evidence-based advocacy organization pushing for sensible and realistic changes that can make a better future for wild salmon and wild rivers. And we really take a holistic approach to conservation. When you're speaking of salmon, there's not really kind of a singular lever that you can pull on. It's about ensuring that rivers are free flowing, the forests around the rivers are healthy and intact, that the water stays cold, trying to reduce pressures that fish face in the marine environment. That's our work, and our ultimate goal, especially with news of the funding for the strategy, is to increase the number of returning adult Atlantic salmon coming home to North American rivers from around 400,000 to hopefully over 1 million in the coming decades.
I kind of wonder about what the government is doing. Is it adequate and other priorities? What the Atlantic Salmon Federation would hope?
It certainly is adequate. The announcement last week was probably one of the best surprises that we've ever had as an organization. We're thrilled with the 81.7 million. We're grateful that we can add to it to get that up over 100 million. And we're very determined to make it work for Canadians. This isn't money with no possibility of return. The fishing for Atlantic salmon in Eastern Canada is a significant economic driver for rural and remote communities. We've had studies done that estimate north of $200 million per year is spent mostly in places a little bit off the beaten path because that's where salmon tend to be. And with more fish coming back, if we're able to realize the goals of the strategy, those benefits can be even greater. The strategy itself is a very good document. I think it represents sort of the best collective thinking on what needs to be done to restore populations where they're depressed and to protect areas where Atlantic salmon are still doing very well so they don't experience those declines. Details really matter, and that's the stage that we're at now, is figuring out the who, what, where, and when of how this will roll out. And I think that a lot of the principals in Fisheries and Oceans Canada, for example, are working very hard, and we hope to be at the table with them. And people should see work funded through the strategy as early as this spring or early summer. So it's going to happen fast, but a lot of the details are still to come. It's very positive, and having Atlantic salmon singled out as one of a few things in the Prime Minister's whole strategy for nature shows that it's something of importance to many, many people. And I think it's a testament to the fact that this is a good investment for the economies of Eastern Canada, for Indigenous communities. It's a good thing.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.